Thank you and welcome back. Monday afternoon's crop report had a few surprises, but not many. Let's run the tables now with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The winter wheat harvest will be wrapping up in the north in the next couple of weeks. Nationally, 86% complete on the 2nd of August, equal to the five-year average, 1 point ahead of last year at this time. Spring wheat harvest getting underway, especially in some of our western and southern production areas. Nationally, 5% complete. Five-year average is 8%. Last year at this time, 4%. Corn silking 90% nationally by August 2nd. That is 3 points ahead of the five-year average of 87%, 4 points ahead of last year at this time. And then as we move to corn reaching the dough stage, big jump of 18 percentage points during the week to reach 43% nationally on the 2nd of August, well ahead of the five-year average of 38% and also ahead of last year's 40%. You've got several states that have double digits ahead of the five-year average for corn reaching the dough stage. That list includes Kentucky, Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, and Tennessee. Minnesota with the heat previously really jumping ahead on progress, 46% already to the dough stage in that state, 28% is Minnesota's five-year average. As we look at the corn condition, we did see a further decline in the overall condition, now 61% good to excellent, down 2 points from a week ago, 14% very poor to poor, that is up 2 points from a week ago. So the declines in condition, not as sharp as a week ago, but we saw some further declines before the rain moved in. Compared to last year, we are quite a bit lower. We were at 73% good to excellent at this time in 2025, and just 7% very poor to poor. Now, we still have quite a list of states with double-digit very poor to poor ratings. Most of the big numbers are outside the Midwest. For example, North Carolina, 48% very poor to poor. But we do see some larger numbers now creeping into those western Corn Belt states, which are quite dry, at least until recently. North Dakota, 30% very poor to poor. That's up from 18% a week ago. South Dakota, one quarter of the crop rated very poor to poor. That is also up from last week's 23%.
Refreshingly mild today, but hot and dry was the weather the last 2 weeks. So let's check the soybean crop condition.
Soybean condition on August 2nd. Unlike corn, we saw no further erosion in conditions. Steady conditions from a week ago. 63% good to excellent. 9% very poor to poor. But even there, we're seeing numbers lower than this time a year ago when the crop was rated 69% good to excellent. Just 7% very poor to poor. Just like corn, we are watching some of those western Corn Belt states for lower condition. In particular, South Dakota this week coming in 21% very poor to poor. Last week, we were at 20%. 88% of the crop blooming on August 2nd, well ahead of the five-year average of 84% and last year's 84%. And then in terms of setting pods, almost two-thirds of the crop now, 62% setting pods on August 2nd, also well ahead of the five-year average of 55% and last year's 56%. In terms of setting pods, we're getting at or above 90% in some of our southern states, including Louisiana, 95%, both Arkansas and Mississippi at 90% setting pods on the 2nd of August.
And finally, it's the spring wheat harvest and some final numbers of crop condition.
Leading the way on harvest is South Dakota, already 39% complete. Second is Washington State, 21% complete. We still have for a few more weeks as harvest gets underway. The spring wheat condition numbers this week, 55% good to excellent, 12% very poor to poor, not too much change from last week, and actually just slightly better than we were coming in at this time in early August of 2025 when the crop was 48% good to excellent, 17% very poor to poor. Certainly the late heat and some dryness taking a bit of a nip off some of that crop potential likely. We will find that out for sure when the NAS report comes out, crop production next week.
Thank you, Brad Rippey, for the details on yesterday afternoon's crop progress and condition report. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's check a high in the 70s today. The weather now.